We'll just start talking wrestling. Because what a
Yeah.
scintillating week of wrestling it was.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's about the same that we've left it here, where everything, both AEW Dynamite and NXT, have been uneven at best.
I think that Swerve Ospreay promo is still going, by the way. I'm not sure it's over yet.
Oh my gosh,
Boom.
that was the only thing I didn't like about that. I'm like, is this ever gonna end?
It kind of like it shot, like
Yeah,
when
and then they
Swerve
kept
got
on trying
mad.
to shoot it and shoot it again, and I'm
Yeah.
like, what are we doing here? Like.
Well, you guys got some stamina. If you blow that load and you're still trying to go, man, you guys aren't 20 anymore, man. So it's just cut like when Swerve said F that, I'm not swearing in the first few minutes, but when he said that, that seemed like that should have been it. So then they just kept doing a historical dissertation of everything. Like
Yeah, then we had like another 5 minutes of promo.
yes. Oh my Lord. And the crowd was there for a while. And then it was like, oh my God, these guys are still talking. Like it almost seemed like that should have been a video package that they could have spliced it up and played it over like a couple weeks instead of having one 35-minute face to face.
Yeah, I wish the write-ups that I normally pull from had a length of time on promos. They only
Oh,
unfortunately have them for matches.
it. I that's what Chris was complaining about the show. I was like, I fell asleep. I fell asleep during this. I'm like, this is not interesting. It's just going on and on. And I'm like, oh my God. So I had that's where I had to start today to finish out Dynamite. Boy, lucky me. This crowd hated this show, by the way. They weren't into anything until the end, and it was just slop that they liked. Oof. I mean,
Well, it really, to me, does not do you any favors to start off a show with the Don Callis family, with Don Callis looking just so ridiculous with the scarf and the suit and the continued no socks gimmick.
yeah, I mean that's what this is job. So, but it's just the menagerie of, that's a lot of people. Like, holy God.
And it
And,
wasn't even all the people.
that's the big problem. It wasn't all of them. Oh boy.
Like, they needed to go to this giant wide shot to show the family in like a fairly wide stairwell. And yeah, it still wasn't everyone. I'm like, this is just wild. But they still had like 10 guys to choose from or something like that. Like, you only had a 1 in 2 chance of getting picked.
I love the part where Trent actually thought it was him that was going to be picked last as he's walking down the stairs. And I'm like, they are not, and I'm dead serious. They are not trying a face turn of Trent because he's upset with his positioning in the Don Callis family. Like, are you insane? No one wants that. No one is going, man, I really wish Trent would get back into the swing of things. Like,
Hey,
no.
yeah, that ship has sailed and has visited it's not Elvenor. God damn it, I was gonna make a Lord of the Rings geeky reference and just completely botched
We're both a little slow right now, so it's like
it.
trying to warm up, but it's like this dull ass stuff we got to talk about. Like, I don't know. I understand why the crowd was quiet, but the level
Yeah.
of quiet was like, good Lord, you guys paid for this. Like, care about, just make up a care, you know? Good God.
Oh, listed capacity 6,400
That's capacity.
for the venue that they
Yeah.
were at.
So
Oh
like 1,200.
yeah, 3,600 to be generous.
Wow. Well, it was kind of flat and sprawled outwards.
Yeah,
So,
I mean, it kind of seemed like a fun-ish venue, honestly.
well, no, maybe the venue is, but boy, there was no fun being had, that's for damn sure. Good God. Most of the time, I want to say that it's like, if a crowd's dead, that's your fault. You're not giving them anything exciting. But there was some decent stuff in here to get the crowd to pop at least. And they're like,
Yeah.
no.
Yeah, 'cause despite the involvement of Daniel Garcia,
Oh, that, you know what? That would kill a crowd anytime. So,
I did kind of enjoy their tag team match with Bandido and Brody King.
well, yeah, nothing to do with him. You got Brodito and then Moxley, and then there's him. Yep.
Yeah, he was definitely a sore thumb
Yes.
in that situation.
Yeah, it's. I mean, he was doing more of the dancing, which I'm guessing is part of the angle. Like Mox, like, you're still doing this dumb shit. But he's not wrong. So
Yeah,
when they beat his ass, I ain't booing. So.
they're really turning Garcia more into I don't know if they're going to turn him into a joke to give him one final last like serious push. That's what I can hope for him, I guess. But oh boy. Just the ship has not sailed there, but it is really far offshore, and that's a long swim to
Yeah,
get to that ship.
this show featured so many people who don't draw money, which was another problem. There isn't a single person paying to
Oh.
see Daniel Garcia. I'd even venture to say there's not a whole lot of people paying to see Brody King, as much as I like him. But it's like, because
Oh my
he's
gosh.
got his fans, so I guess I gotta back off of that. But overall, like, a main event.
Yeah, he was one of those guys because you mentioned it in the group chat. TMDK came out, and
Oh my God. I'm sorry, yes.
I've already gone over this, but some internet guy who didn't at anyone, from what I could tell, asked who the hell Bad Dude Tito was. And I watched him job on Collision in a 4.5 minute match to Kenny Omega. So you don't look very bad to me when you lose to Kenny Omega in that short a time frame, given how long most matches in AEW last. Not that I like, not that we've ever liked the 15-minute squash matches that they do. The one thing that that does do, or at least I feel like this is what they think is that it does, is that it shows how good that other person is. And it's just like, well, you didn't get Bad Dude Tito didn't get that, and then just kind of came out and looked like a chump on
Yes.
Dynamite this week too.
Well, yeah.
So okay, maybe he's great in New Japan. He has whiffed twice on TV. Like, I've watched both appearances and they haven't been good.
Yeah, and like, but the thing is, like, Bad Dude Tito comes out, gets run over by Kenny Omega. Did they even mention he was part of this TMDK?
Yes.
They did. Okay, cool. I missed that part. So when he...
On Collision they did. I'm not sure what they really explained, because
Yeah.
Excalibur, Taz, and Tony Schiavone are just
Yeah, I know.
not a good trio, quite
No.
frankly.
But it's like, so if you, but if you don't watch Collision, right? I guess Bad Dude Tito be like, oh, that's a bad dude. But if you do watch Collision, Omega runs through him in pretty short order, which he should.
Yes.
And then he comes out with this group of whoever's and goes, yeah, well, that's Bad Dude Tito. Oh, no. Oh, no. I'll bitch slap you again. Like, this isn't intimidating at all.
Yeah, because I
So.
forget how Excalibur phrased it. He's like, oh, he gave Kenny Omega a run for his money, or,
Yeah,
some
yes, he did. It's like,
such line. And I'm just like,
yeah.
you didn't watch the match. Like, that's all I thought to myself. Like,
Well, he didn't even
no,
call it
dude.
if it was on Collision.
He
So,
did not call it.
yeah.
So that's, I'm just like, you don't watch your own product here, dude. Like, again, since AEW's been around and since we've still done this show, that's been an AEW habit of having these too long squash matches to feature some guy that still ultimately, ultimately loses. And yeah, Bad Dude Tito just again took two L's. He's on TV. Takes an actual L on Collision, and then just you said it, like, that one to me was the worst of the non-reactions.
Well, yeah, because
Because
one,
even
who are these
Zack Sabre
dorks?
Jr. it isn't really getting a reaction now these days.
No, and then Omega didn't help their cause at all. He ruined them, and that was the end of the segment. Like, they didn't even get a chance to talk. He just ran them down, made fun of them, made fun of the name. The Bucks come out, peace out. That was it. What an awkward way of selling a match. Why should I care now? Like, I know. Well, everyone knows Zack Sabre Jr. Sure. But of course, no one ever buys this pay-per-view outside the hardcores, anyways. So it doesn't really matter. But I just thought that was such a weird build to it. Like, I just didn't understand. And then that really was like a weird way to start the show this week. Because that's when Moxley and them were next after this, right?
Well, yeah, the opening
Yeah.
segment was Don Callis, then yeah, that the Omega match
Yeah.
was number one, and yeah, Moxley tag match was two.
Yeah. So it's like, okay.
Because
And
then we
then.
got into the it's one of those, I suppose I'm happy for Tommaso Ciampa, who is getting far more TV time in AEW than he would have otherwise in the WWE.
Oh,
You know what? I don't care.
that's what I was thinking watching it. Like, he's still doing the same thing he was doing in NXT when
Which
he
is
was the
basically
Blackheart.
the
Like,
same thing he did in ROH.
yeah. So, but I guess this is a bigger platform. So maybe, keeping the same character. All right, I understand. But for someone who's been watching, you're like, okay, like that's that, So,
Yeah. It
yeah,
really is that, 'cause, and he's battling with though to me still not quite a black hole, Chris Jericho is not the feud you want to have, though,
no,
in
you're
any way,
done.
shape, or feud.
You are done after a Jericho feud. So. I don't know. Because even Jericho was like, let's have, like, later in the show, yeah, let's have a serious talk in the ring next week. Or on Collision. Again? You guys already talked. What are we
And
doing?
you've been in the ring talking before too, and there have not been any new developments.
Nope.
So.
Well, no, this is going to be a serious talk. Before they were joke, before Jericho was
Yeah,
joking.
just joking. Yeah.
So that's the difference.
And that's the that was just one where just when Tommaso Ciampa was talking too, I'm like, you're answering your own question. Where's that Chris Jericho from 1986? Dude, like, do you realize how many years later that is? That's four. He's here 40 years later. I can't believe. Where's Lionheart from 1996? And it's just like, dude, that's still 30 years ago. Like, have you heard of aging before? Just throwing it out there.
Yeah, well, Ciampa's not aging. He's actually aging in reverse. I mean, outside of the beard and hairline, Jericho's aging. Ciampa's not. So it's like it's, and honestly,
That
Ciampa
is
looked
true.
better with the shorter beard. He looked more like a serial killer with, or no, what's he's not the serial killer. What's his, it's a psycho killer. He looked
Oh
more like a
yeah.
psycho killer without the beard. Because his eyes stood out more. He's got some crazy cool eyes on him. So it's like,
Oh
yeah,
yeah.
that's, like doll's eyes, like dead eyes,
Yeah,
like doll's eyes.
the long beard can be a little distracting for
Yeah.
that part.
Yeah. So it's just like, all right. But yeah, it, I don't know. I was just like, all right, cool. I mean, but it's
Yeah.
not that they don't have characters, so, or stories. So, I just
Yeah,
wish
it's
I liked them more. That's all.
yep. Because the next segment too was just another one where I'm like, I guess they have. I did see one whole dog's victory.
Oh God, this bullshit.
I had forgotten though that they had taken out Edge and Christian. So yeah, this is like one of those we're gonna retcon in a win streak so that they can now take on Edge and Christian.
Like it matters. You don't need to win to get title shots in AEW. So what's it matter if they've got a win streak, That seemed kind of stupid. You took us out 2 weeks ago, and in those 2 weeks, you've won two matches. You're on a roll. Oh, yeah. I guess so.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it really seems like a
Yeah.
weird time to give those
Yeah.
guys a win streak here.
Yeah, but it's like, who else do they have? No one. So,
They're still they are still not a tag team company. They can call themselves
oh,
a
they
tag
sure
team
are.
company
The main event was a tag team match. So,
all they want.
every goddamn match is some sort of tag team match now. Ugh.
Because yeah, there wasn't much happening there, unless you want to talk about Tekla and Starlight Kid.
I don't give a fuck about this match. We went to Stardom. I had a good time. I don't care. Like, this sucks. I'm tired of Tekla spitting everywhere. It's I was gonna say something else, but it's just dumb. Just like, hey, I don't like Stardom. Send Stardom's best. Well, you're not gonna send them the best. It's an insult to me. I'm gonna kill Stardom by kill. Like, no, you're not. Oh, I hate this.
yeah, not a fan
No.
of this. Like, they have all the elements that should make you care that she got kicked out and she still has some beef with the president.
Which, by the way, was the best thing to happen to her. Like, all right, so she did make some fair points when she said, I rose myself up from the dungeons or whatever, and I did this and you got all the accolades. Okay, cool. Show some jealousy. Good. I like that. But you getting fired, You're the AEW Women's Champion. Hey, you won. You're on a worldwide platform. You know,
It
Stardom's not.
yeah, she it's kind of weird that she almost has an inferiority complex about the whole situation,
Yes.
even though, like you said, she 'cause she does mention that she's like, "Oh, look at me now. I have the hardware." It's just like,
Yes.
then why are you cranky about the job that fired you?
Yeah. And that's
It
what the announcers need to say. Someone needs to push that aspect of it to make the story a little more like she's just delusional. You know,
yeah, but
something.
especially those three together are so wishy-washy about everything.
Yeah.
Like Taz will make a point, and at least half the time, Tony Schiavone's like he'll think on it. He was gonna go against it, but he's like, you know what? You're right, Taz. And it's just like, okay, that doesn't help. In this situation, you know, like we need an opposing viewpoint. Like that's kind of wrestling broadcasting 101 here, Tony.
Yeah.
Like I know how
Yeah.
long you've been around. I feel like you should know this one.
It's like of all the nostalgia stuff, you'd think Tony would go by now, but I guess he does other stuff for him, so I'm sure they're not going to take him off the broadcast. But he doesn't really add anything. And
I guess I don't mind him, although I do think he's just as absent-minded. I don't mind him as much when it's just him and Nigel McGuinness.
right. Yeah.
Probably just because Nigel McGuinness is better than any of those other bozos.
Well, a two-man booth is far superior than a three.
And that might help the whole situation too. In that, yeah, it is not a three-person booth there on Collision more times than not. And that, yeah, that's the
Yeah.
benefit to those announcers that are on there.
Yep.
One that I don't care about, but I did quite enjoy the match. Hazuki. I
Yeah.
have no idea who she is. I was impressed after the match with Mercedes Moné.
Yeah.
So
I
yeah,
thought
good
this
on
took a
them.
while. I thought it took a little bit to get going. There was a lot of groan-inducing stuff. And then they dropped it all, went to a lot of just mat wrestling and then counters and then just a brawl. And I'm like, oh, here we go. And I mean, they
Yeah,
weren't
it's
taking it easy on each other, too.
22.5 minutes is what
I didn't mind it at all. In the beginning, I'll say I did. I'm like, oh, come on. What are we doing here? But
it was
yeah, really good.
it started off a little bit slow and did get better as it went on.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's another one where they bring these people over and just especially this trio of announcers just does a trash job of hyping these people up or telling me who the heck
Yeah.
they are.
Yep.
And then, yeah, I guess it is because it tied to the beginning of the show. We've talked about the other stuff here. Was this a 12 person? Yeah, a 12 man tag team match.
Oh.
Just so
It's
obnoxious.
12-man tag team match when they're having a 10-man match in a cage in 2 weeks with the exact same people, minus two of these people. This is idiocy. I'm sorry. This is idiotic booking. This is lazy. And then, my God, this better not be the main event for Forbidden Door. It's got to be Ospreay and Swerve, right? I mean,
I would think so. I would think that it would be Ospreay and Swerve.
okay, yeah, because
Yeah, this does not deserve to be the main event. Whatever
No.
incarnation it takes, I as much as I will feel amused and feel like I got my quote unquote money's worth anytime Mark Briscoe cuts a promo. Yeah, that baby face team is. Like, it's wild to say that the Don Callis family makes a more sense than the babyface team.
Yes. And I didn't hate the match, but it was like this is totally unnecessary. And then as the bad guys started disagreeing with each other, it was like, oh, okay. This is the point of this then. Like, they got to show that, there's a possibility they're not going to get along. Like, but how about we just do that, without a 12-man tag team match that goes 20 minutes over on time?
That's the part that was another part that kind of bothered me is that the match basically starts at the 2 hour mark, and I'm just like, and it was a 17 and a half minute match. We've already talked about it. We are really over overruns.
Yeah, just book your show smart so you don't have to do it. Like, it's just dumb, man. That's just kind of like I keep saying it's dumb today, but there's just a lot of dumb stuff. And boy, we haven't even gotten NXT yet. And like this show was whatever. I think that's the big problem. Whatever. And you got a pay-per-view next Sunday.
In no way do I care about that pay-per-view.
Oh, we did forget that the Death Riders came down to bail out Ospreay, and then Ospreay like got in Daniel Garcia's face, and even Moxley was like, "We just let the little guy go." Like even he knows, brings nothing to the group.
The little dog that won't stop barking.
Yeah, exactly. So. But I mean, what else are we supposed to say about AEW Switch? It's like, whatever, man. They tried to set. Oh my God. Can we talk about Collision? The spoilers for a Collision?
Oh, I don't know. I did not read the spoilers for
Right.
Collision.
Never mind. I won't spoil it for you then. It's
I
the
mean, I'm.
dumb. It's a weekend of dumb booking, that's for sure. So.
Well, I talked to Chris about it on Monday, or Tuesday there, that there were some weeks in there where I'm like, oh man, I'm really bummed that I missed Collision. It feels like I missed a story that they're actually telling on that show and Dynamite here. And I watched this past week's Collision. And I was just like, oh, I didn't miss anything this week,
Nope.
And just from your description already of the spoilers, like, oh, okay, so. I can skip this one too, huh?
Well, I mean, it has something to do with Forbidden Door and all that stuff. And it's like, what are we doing?
Oh.
So, yeah, so that's fine.
Yeah, NXT still up and down.
Oh my God, that's being polite. The decisions
It
made on this show are
was.
astounding.
It was like bad decisions for the first hour, and then the second hour were good decisions.
Okay, can we just talk about the women's main event outside of the finish, how good that was? Like, we had to sit through a bunch of slodge on this show, and you get to those four women, and you're like, yeah. And yeah, even Kendall Gray, who's the newbie, they, her and I'm sorry, not Jada Parker, not Lola Vice, not Zarya, God damn, Kalani Jordan. Her and Kalani Jordan were not, they were snug with each other. And was it Kalani? Like, was it Kalani that did it? Just threw her down like a sack of, like, if you had, like, if you had mulch on behind your back, like carrying on your back, you just threw it down to the ground. I think the Kalani did that to Kendall Gray, and I was like, What's going on with you two right now? Because then Kendall was smashing her with those German suplexes. Like, they weren't slow, they were fast German suplex. I'm like, this cannot be comfortable for anybody right now. And I was all for it. I'm like, they're working snug, man. I think this is great. Because I'm tired of seeing air on moonsaults or dives or whatever else. Like, you're not in position, you better get in position because you're getting smashed.
Yeah, none of them really hold back. I do
No.
think, what is it? Three of the four with actual. Well, no, two of the four with combat experience.
Yeah. And
So
yeah,
yeah,
I really loved it
they
until
make
the
it
end.
feel real.
Yeah. The ending, the whole opening segment is starts with Zarya bragging how it's her time. She's been held back. She's a monster. She's doing this. She sees Tatum Paxley in the crowd and goes, "What?" and goes to attack her and loses. What? What? Did the people who wrote the end of the show not pay attention to the people who wrote the beginning of the show? It makes no sense. Kalani Jordan should be eating that L because she's not in the title picture as much as she wants to. Oh. It didn't take away from how good the match was, but it definitely leaves a real sour taste, man. Like, you're not
Yeah,
building anybody.
it was a weird call for the whole situation. Like, yeah, Kalani is the only one that can really eat an L in this situation. Because
Yeah.
even if she ends up being the next challenger for Lola, you can still give her a win in the meantime to put her back in that position.
Yeah. And if you want to do something interesting, have Zarya like spear her or refuse to help her. You know, she could have broke the pin up, which was like blah, and just walks off or something. Because Kalani was like, you know, bragging that she gave the North American title
It's
its prestige.
prestige. Yeah.
So you got like a little glimmer of a feud between the two if you wanted to, but instead, the woman who finally wins the title eats an L clean.
Yeah, all
Not as
because
bad as the
someone's
other one, by the way.
all because someone said boo.
Ugh. Yeah, she popped up off of. Did you see the little box she was hiding in? Did you see the lid?
Yeah, it wasn't in like kind of a coffin box, like it was.
Yes. Just have her walk down. Why are you hiding poor Tatum in this box during the match? Like, that sucks. That really sucks for her, though.
I don't know. Maybe she just kind of zens out while she's in there and
Yeah.
just kind of waits for the cue.
Yeah, and it is weird because she did like a whole goodbye last week to the NXT audience. So it was weird to see her popping up again.
Well, that's the only thing that is my only rainbow over this situation. I have a hard time believing if her and Zarya have another match. Like, I don't see Tatum Paxley winning that thing.
Well, no, but you didn't
So,
need
you
to
know,
revisit it.
it no,
Oh.
and Zarya didn't need to eat this loss.
No.
So, but yeah, that is the only silver lining that I can find is that she will get a dub at some point here, I would imagine, because that's the only reason Tatum pop back up is to, you know, eat that other L and then finally say sayonara. I don't know why she needs to eat two L's, but whatever.
Yeah. Yep. That's not the worst booking decision on the show though, but get that later. Can we talk about something that I hope you like too? Just to cleanse that little negativity. I really like that Saquon Sugars promo. It starts off kind of your basic, I'm from the streets, like, oh, come on. I really. And then he does apply it, like he does adapt the story so that it fits the dark state thing. And then
Oh.
And he starts talking about attacking before being attacked or getting at you. And he goes, yeah, Cutler James came at me, and now he doesn't even know what day of the week it is. I was like, oh my God, that cracked her up too. Like, wait, what? Like, yeah, that's pretty funny. And then he's like, your ACL, your PCL, your TCL, is like the whole bunch of alphabet soup coming your way. And that guy could always talk. So it was great to hear him actually talk.
Yeah, he's definitely I mean, I think I said this when it happened last week. Or no, I guess it was a couple of weeks ago that he got kicked out. This probably is the best thing that can happen for Saquon Sugars. They could not have two bosses in that family, or in Dark State. So it does make sense to kick him out. It's either him or Dion gets the boot, so that you have one clear leader and two followers, and then the other one feuds with them, and then they eventually move on. And yeah, they sink or swim. And yeah, good start for Saquon Sugars. I'd agree. Like I have enjoyed in general. Like they've done a pretty decent job of making everyone's like backstories feel a little bit different. And how they're presenting them, because you had like the
I mean, Jasper
OTM.
Troy had the same thing. Out the Mud kind of has the same thing.
Well, no, they're,
Deion Carter.
but that's what I mean. They kind of keep on doing like just a little bit of a change on it, because OTM was at the grill out because no one else was grilling. And everyone was sitting down, and yeah, Keanu Carver was the I know the camera was on the whole time, even though it was on the ground routine. Like it to they're yeah, they're small enough variations for me to call them different. They're definitely from the same family, though. You know what I mean? Like all these different how they're presenting these promos. It's the same family, different family member. So, yeah, I Saquon definitely was a positive out of this night. I was a little bit surprised, honestly. Kicking off the show that Tavion Heights ends up getting the win over Jackson Drake.
Yeah, with Miles Bourne's help, because the other two were going to interfere. And Tavion Heights goes, I didn't need you. And I was like, I beg to differ, sir. And then
Yeah,
I
you are wrong, sir.
everyone in this segment can get fucked. I don't know. I don't Miles Bourne's fine. Tavion Heights, maybe he'll show, but honestly, looking at these guys, this is it. Like, there's
I think Jackson Drake might have a chance.
they're young. They're pretty young, so
He's deceptively tall, I feel like. And if he fills out something, like he's kind of in that Javon Evans category of if this guy fills out, it's going to be pretty wild, because yeah, they're so ridiculously young at this point. But yeah, the other two, I don't have a whole lot of hope for, honestly. And Tavion, yeah, he keeps on being a guy that's just like, oh, well, it felt like they didn't push him enough, and now that they're pushing him, for sure, I'm not sure, honestly. Like, there's something that's not completely jiving with the character for me, and I don't know. I don't know if I have a perfect solution for it, or if it's just something that just feels off, and his connection to the audience is not great. So, I
No.
kind of feel like the results are there.
Yeah.
Izzy Dame speed match.
Just release Thea Hale already. This poor woman. Well, no, don't, I'm sorry. Don't release her. She's getting paid. Don't release her. That's stupid to say. But she's done. She's done.
I did have to laugh that this is the only thing I really remembered about this match is that Corey Graves goes, that woman doesn't know how to shotgun a beer. Pittsburgh might have to disown her. And because she did not shotgun whatever drink she was supposed to be
Oh boy.
shotgunning
Yep.
there.
I will
And
say Corey Graves actually was a real kind of breath of fresh air of the show. Especially the main event, because Lola Vice, when she went to AAA and worked with new people, she did get 100% better. And it was fun to hear Corey Graves talking about that during the main event, where she's like, it really seemed like she took off once she went to AAA. And I'm like, okay. I mean, they're saying it on their own show. So you feel a little, a little vindication. Like, yeah. Not vindication, but, whatever word that would be. My vocabulary is not very good this week. So.
Thea is dead in the water at this
Yeah,
point,
that's
so.
it's amazing how they just eviscerated Chase U. That act was over. They were selling merch and they killed it for no reason. I even the Ridge Holland thing. Like, okay, he got over as part of Chase U. They got Ridge Holland over. And they went, kill it. Why? Because we don't like making the money off of these guys. What a bizarre, ridiculously inept decision. I'm not saying they were main eventers, but you could have saw them on SmackDown or Raw in like in that role, the underdog goofy role. But nope. No fun allowed. So
That's it. Talking about asinine decisions. I would venture to say the worst of the evening, in my opinion, Jada Parker losing to Natty.
clean. Clean. Holy shit. I don't want a redemption arc for Jada Parker. Remember when she was a badass? How good it was? And then she gets hurt, comes back, has that whole goofy promo. They said I'd never be back. That makes no sense. No one ever said that. And then,
Yeah, you were gone for like a month. Like,
yeah. No one knew you were hurt, by the way.
people are gone like 2 weeks at a
Yeah.
time, a lot on
Yeah.
NXT. Like,
But all's forgiven. All right.
yeah.
So she goes back to being a badass. Now, well, sort of, but no. We're going to have her attack Natty again, act like a bitch to her, oh, and then lose clean to her. Because that makes a lot of fucking sense. Holy God. Another one. No one's paid a dime to see Natalya. It makes no sense. I don't want to see. Oh, she's Natalya will get her big comeuppance, and then she'll raise her hand and see how far you've come. No one wants that. No one.
It
Holy God,
definitely
man.
no one cares about it
No.
if it does happen. And yeah, it just feels like a complete derailment of Jada Parker at this
Jada
point.
Parker's character is not sympathetic, and nor should it be. She's a badass, and if she loses, well, badasses lose. That's it. Oh. I saw that. I did not see the show until today, right before we recorded. I saw that highlight Wednesday. I remember I sent you. I was like, fuck this. Like, I don't even care what the context is. Jada Parker got shot with a dart gun. I don't care. It should have never happened. Because now we got to sit through N Natty being a badass with her generic ass heavy metal music, coming down the ring, just looking like a sucked lemon. It's like, God damn, man. I can't. I just.
Yeah, I mean,
Ugh.
I am definitely tapped out on Natty in any way, shape, or form.
Yes.
I am very happy for her if she is really genuinely helping all of the new WWE superstars to
Yeah.
come.
Because it's
I
nothing to do with the
don't,
person.
yeah, I don't want to see you on TV. Like,
Nope.
I am just completely uninterested at this point. Like, it's, you had a great career. Salute. Get out of here. Just be kick rocks. Kick rocks.
Yeah. And shut the door behind you on the way out too. But I was dumbfounded when I saw the clip, and then watching the match, seeing how it was going. And all right, is Jada Parker's finisher is that hip attack thing, right?
Yes, the hypnotic.
Okay. She kicked, and this is why I don't like Vic. She kicks out of it. And Vic goes, "Oh, that was just a two count." That's her finisher. And at least Corey Graves was smart enough to cover for it and go, well, with her hurt knee, she didn't get enough momentum like she usually does. And Vic's over there just playing with a Jolly Rancher or something. Like, you're there every week. You should know that's her finisher. Be shocked that she kicked out. This whole thing sucked. I don't want it run back. Natty as a cage fighter or an MMA fighter or whatever is not believable in any sense. This sucked.
No, that's was definitely amongst the worst decisions,
Yeah.
if not the
Yeah.
pinnacle worst
Yeah.
decision of the evening.
No one wants a story with Natalia. Or Natty, whatever. And no one does. Just have Natalia do what she does. Come down, lose, and take off. Thank you. Thank you for working with the young women behind the scenes. Now, get the fucking stepping.
All of the English people got together backstage.
Okay.
All of the
Is
English
Mason Rook
people.
a good guy now? What's going on here? Because they were all, yeah, kick his ass next week. Like, wait, what? Well, okay.
I don't know. This whole thing has been kind of weird. Just with him and Tony and Naraku, that whole triumvirate's kind of been kind of weird. I honestly, I guess I expected Naraku to challenge later at a later date, which is why
Wait,
they
wait.
are putting Mason Rook in the position they were.
Okay. I thought we were gonna switch it to I don't want to talk about I want to end the show with Naraku and Tony D. Because that segment was fantastic. So I don't know. Mason
No.
Rook's not it yet. That's that so they made the right choice. So he can be, but he ain't right now.
There's I feel like there's more to come in that
Right.
department. More women's speed championship. Ariana Grace, Layla Diggs. It's a speed championship match. Like,
I
I
love the ending. Well, one, Layla coming off the top rope, she planted those guys. Like, there was no softening of the body hitting them. She was a board. It's so like, all right. And I like the smarts that Ariana Grace showed. She's looking at her. Oh, nope, not in there. Looks at her. Oh, here she comes. Sets her up for the small package win. I thought that was pretty good. Oh, I mean, you don't see the bad guys actually use their head most of the time. So, yeah.
That's
The rest of the group
the
can kick rocks is what much he can say. So, and I'll say that was probably one of her best matches. No thought, all just all go. Yeah.
Whatever about that one. And well, I mean, do we really need to talk about the Noam Dar
No.
Sean Legacy?
I knew what you were skipping. No, we
Yep.
don't.
Great. Yeah, 'cause then it was the Saquon bit. Oh, and I must be missing the Tony D stuff was
Okay.
in here somewhere.
I love this. This goofy nonsense, all right? So the whole setup's stupid. Robert Stone gives him the contract to sign. Okay, that doesn't sound legal. But then,
Yeah, why is he not present at all
yeah.
for this contract
And
signing?
a Tony D talking to Evil or Naraku, depending on who says it. Okay, dude. We talked about on chat. This was all right. One. This was clearly dubbed, right?
At least part of it was dubbed. I feel like the back half of it or something was dubbed, because it definitely sounded different. Yeah, I don't know what ha
Yeah.
I guess I don't know what happened. Like, it's one of those I'm kind of interested because I like I said, I felt like there was enough that I'm like, that sounds like him talking. And then you heard kind of it was just a cleaner sound bite. And you're just like,
There's an
huh?
echo on his voice. There was
Yeah,
like
you're
a not an echo, but like a sound chamber sort of thing.
yeah,
Yeah.
where there yeah, it was more the lack of background noise that was the problem than
Yeah.
background noise itself, 'cause it's just like, this doesn't feel like the scene that we were just in. So yeah, it feels, I don't know what exactly happened, but something had to get re-edited, 'cause he sounded fine, I felt like, for most of the
Yeah, well, he.
promo.
Okay, at first, I'll be dead serious. I thought the mouth was AI, that they touched it up, but I watched it back a few times. I'm like, no, that's. I think that might actually be him. It's hard to tell. It wouldn't surprise me if they did, but that voice, that I do believe that is his voice, and I do believe they were like, hey, we got to re-record this. It's hard to hear you, or gave him lines to practice, because he didn't say too much. So, but I,
No.
and God, I hope that's not his gimmick. You know, like, I'm not talking like a Funaki sort of thing. Well, I mean, I guess I am sort of, but not like the blatant Indeed thing that he did. But I mean, just in general.
Indeed.
I'm sorry, that's still a funny gimmick. I don't care.
It was pretty damn funny.
I know people now are like, well, you know, it's racist. Like, have you seen those movies? No, it's not. So, and they ain't ours. So, but yeah, this segment was just, it's so, it's like, and I like that Tony D acknowledged, like, yeah, I've set up a few of these things on my own. I'm like, yeah, the good old days when NXT used to do goofy stuff to cover up how bad the rest of it was until it got good. But
Yep, no covering up the bad this week.
no, but it
That
was
is for
still, I don't
sure.
know, there was still a charm of like his voice just not matching.
Oh
I
yeah,
don't know.
again, uneven. There were a couple of fun
Yeah.
things. That was on the fun list. Unfortunately, a lot of yuck
Yeah.
stuff. Do we want to talk about the releases in TNA before shuffling on out of here?
Mean, not really, but there something's going on there. I mean, Tessa Blanchard, she had to choose between CMLL and TNA. So she chose CMLL. Sammy Callahan, did you even know he still worked there?
Yes, because I believe you may have been the one that sent sent me or us a picture of Sammy Callahan, who evidently ate the old Sammy Callahan.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh my gosh. And if that hasn't really changed at all, I'm like, yeah, like I don't understand why you guys kind of reemployed this guy.
Yeah. Well, he retired due to, I guess what was really helping his weight gain was his medicine he had to take, the medicines, and I guess it was
Oh.
just getting too much for his body, so he did retire. Okay, cool. But then, surprise, surprise, he still works there. I had no idea, because the people you hear about creative there was Tommy Dreamer, Delirious, and there was somebody else. Well, then Tommy Dreamer's gone now. And there were rumors that Road Dogg was coming in. So, yeah. And now there's rumors that they're trying to come up with a partnership with OVW Wrestling to be like their feeder system or their developmental.
Oh.
So, yeah, TNA's making some weird moves, but the people they released, no one's really going to miss. And
No,
so.
they and no one moved the needle there. It 'cause
No.
even with Tommy Dreamer, it's so whatever.
Yeah, I mean, no offense, the booking wasn't that good anyway, so it's not going to be a huge loss.
Yeah, like I mean, I do kind of get a good laugh that it's just like I always feel like wrestling writers are and bookers are like hockey coaches, where it's just like you always see the same ones just recycled in different companies. It's just like you never know about the up and coming wrestling booker. Or if technically there is one out there running some indie out there, they're still running that indie and not working for the WWE. So, you know, it's kind of an interesting situation in that department.
Yeah, and then I just don't know what TNA is going to do. Now, I mean, losing Tessa Blanchard, okay. Losing Steve Macklin, okay. But it also sounds like Leon Slater and Mike Santana are going to be on the way out soon. And they're both WWE bound, and that's not going to be a big surprise. Well, then
Dude.
what? You can't have fucking Eddie Edwards as your champion again. No one wants to see that. There's nobody there to take the reins. What, Moose is going to win again? Brian Myers? Like, there's no one else. AJ Francis, I guess, or give it to Elijah. Or no, I'm sorry.
Oh,
Yeah, it's
jeez.
Elijah. Yeah, it was Elias in WWE. You know what I mean? So I know there's people leaving, and maybe they're going to replace them with others, but no one's really going to drag business down leaving. Maybe Santana and Slater. So they got to figure out something. But I also, I thought they were just getting propping themselves up to be sold. And apparently that doesn't sound like that's the case.
No,
So.
they are still giving it the old college try. Just like we're doing with this here Stunt Granny Audio 1100, and
Yep.
I believe it's 67. Yeah, 67.
Oh.
So at DeFrang 11, at Granny Maze, brands at Stunt Granny, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, download us at other places like YouTube Music and iHeartRadio. Have a good night, grandkids.
Later, gang.